And in the U.S. state of Connecticut later today, a rally in support of church liberty is set to take place at Capitol in Hartford. The three Catholic diocese presidents in Connecticut organized the rally ahead of a public hearing on proposed legislation that would have wrested control of church property and purse strings from the church's ordained pastors. The bill has been pulled and the hearing canceled, but the rally is going ahead. We spoke with the Bishop of Bridgeport, Connecticut, William Lurie.
We are in a time of deep recession in the United States. The Catholic Church in Connecticut is providing more social services, more educational services than any other private entity in Connecticut. It would make sense, if you're thinking straight, that you would want the church to do more of this. You'd be trying to help the church step up to the plate even more, which, of course, we'd like to do. I have the mayors in the towns of Fairfield County coming to me saying, can you do more of what you're doing? Can you do more charity? Can you educate more kids? The legislature has a $1 billion deficit to close this year alone, and it's going to balloon even worse next year. We have so many needs in Connecticut. You'd think that our elected lawmakers would be worried about those things, about the common good, and would see the church as a partner in providing for the common good. Unfortunately, I don't think that the language of natural law and common good and moral right and wrong has much currency in public life today.